The National Weather Service releases several spring snowmelt flood potential outlooks every year, and the first came out this week. Hydrologist Mike Welvert of La Crosse says as things look now, there's a good chance there could be above normal flooding this spring, especially in the tributaries that feed into the Mississippi River, as well as the river itself. He says heavy rains this fall kept the rivers flowing at higher levels than usual. Then lots of snow fell.
With high soil moisture and high river levels, the snow that we have laying around right now has got really nowhere to go except for cause the rivers to rise out of their banks.
Welvert says the ideal situation is to have a slow thaw in the spring. He says the worst would be a rapid melt with 60-degree days and rainstorms. Wisconsin experienced severe flooding in communities along the Mississippi River in 2007 and in 2008. Brian Hahn is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Sullivan. He says the chance of flooding is greater than average in other parts of the state, too.
If you go further to the east, it looks like right now the Wisconsin River at Portage and two points along the Baraboo River in Sauk County, Wisconsin, may go to moderate flood stage if things work out.
But Hahn says the biggest flooding concern in the state is the Mississippi River. The river is expected to cause problems in Minnesota and Iowa, too. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.